Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Paflin here, and welcome to episode 863 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. And before we get to today's question from Eric, I do want to mention a couple things. One, make sure you subscribe, because starting in episode 900, this is 863, but starting in episode 900, we're going to be dropping in some hints and clues in terms of how to win a bunch of money leading into episode 1000, which is happening in November. So make sure you subscribe now so you don't miss out on those clues and those hints. And then finally, I want to give you a resource. And this resource relates to the question coming in from Eric today. And that resource is DIYVideoGuy.com. It's also DIYVideoGuide.com, but either one works. And this is a site run by my good friend Caleb Wojcik to help you with your own video setup. So to set up Eric's question, here we go.
Hello, Pat. This is Eric Pendel in Charlotte, North Carolina with startupswithnocode.com. I'm really trying to venture out and kick up a notch with my video marketing. You know, I know it's always something I know you've shared in the past, and I know you do a lot of, and I really want to go in that direction and kind of build up my version of a home studio. And quite honestly, I'm not sure where to start. So looking for, you know, the type of background screens or the stands and the video lighting umbrellas. And I may not even be using the right terms, but I think you get the gist of where I'm going. So would love to get your thoughts on and your direction on where I should start. Like to try to keep it as lean as possible. I don't want to spend a lot of money, but somewhere that gives me a good starting point, kind of venture out in the video market. So love your work, man, and keep up the good work, and faithful follower here. So I'll be on the lookout for your answer. Thank you and have a great day.
Hey, Eric, what's up? Thank you so much for the question. I appreciate you. I appreciate you following what I do and asking this question today. Thank you so much. Now, I mentioned a resource there earlier, and that is DIYVideoGuide.com. And this is by my good friend Caleb Wojcik, my own videographer. He helps people figure out how to create their own studios and video setups. And he does it at many different levels. He, of course, being a professional, has a lot of the high-end equipment. But I understand that you're looking for starting lean, and he also shares a lot of things related to that as well. Now, I will give you some information based on my own experience, but again, I would recommend going to DIYVideoGuide.com. Now, for me, camera, obviously really important. If you have a phone, like an iPhone or an Android phone, that will do. That's all you need to get started. Now, you can upgrade yourself to a DSLR camera in the future. Like, I have a Sony RX10 Mark III, which is a lot of words and random numbers and things, but it works really well for video, and it's also a great all-around camera, so I use it a lot for filming my family and taking pictures and stuff like that. There's also the Canon Rebel T4i or T5i, I think, or I can't even remember them because I haven't used my Rebel in a while, but those are great as well for filming yourself at a more higher end sort of situation. But honestly, the phone is all you need. In terms of sound, that's another thing you need to worry about. Sound can be solved in various ways. You can record directly into a portable recorder. The one that I recommend is a Zoom H4n. There's also a Zoom H6n with a few more inputs, but you just need a Zoom H4n. And then you can get all kinds of things that can connect to it. You can even use just the recorder itself to record, as long as you kind of have it in the right spot while you're recording. But I would recommend connecting sort of an XLR connected lavalier mic. And what a lavalier mic is essentially ones that clip on to like your tie or your shirt or your blouse, right? It's not a giant sort of shotgun mic that's sort of overhead like the ones you see on those sitcoms, right? And it's not a wireless one either. For this, it's an XLR connection, which is sort of that big three-prong connection that goes into the Zoom H4n. And then on the other end is the little tiny one that you kind of hook on. You put the wire underneath your shirt or, you know, inside your vest or whatever, and you clip it onto to the side, and that works out really, really well. You get really good audio quality. So if you're going to be getting very serious with audio, that's what you can use. But depending on the style of videos you want to do, you might even be able to get away with something a little bit cheaper, such as a Rode SmartLav. That is RODE, and then SmartLav. That actually connects directly to your phone, and it has great audio quality too. I will say that the connection or the cord is very short, so if you want to extend that, you're going to have to buy an extension. But it works out really well. It also plugs into your microphone jack or your headphone jack. Now, if you are using an iPhone 7, which doesn't have those jacks anymore, you'll have to get one of those adapter that plugs into your Thunderbolt or to the sort of regular connection there for the iPhone 7. So that'll work, and the audio quality that comes from the Rode SmartLav Smart LAV works out really well, and it's very cheap considering the great sound quality that can come out of that. So that works really well. And the last thing you have to worry about is lighting. So you got the video, you got the audio, and of course this is a really quick overview, right? I would definitely recommend checking out Caleb's site, DIYVideoGuy.com. It's also DIYVideoGuide.com. But the other thing is lighting. Now, natural lighting is great, but the hard thing about that is, even though it looks great, it's hard to control because sometimes you get cloud cover, sometimes it's gray skies. Actually, gray skies are when it's best if you're shooting outside. The sun can be very harsh at times, and of course the sun changes position and all those kinds of things. Now, if you have a controlled environment set up in your home, that could be even better. Honestly, if you're going to be doing a lot of these, you want to have a setup that you can then kind of walk into and just hit record in, and that's sort of the sort of dream situation, so that you don't have to worry about setting up and tearing down the whole time. But once you start getting into lighting a little bit, it can actually take up a ton of room, and so you start to kind of crowd the spaces a little bit. So if you have a space in the garage where you can control the lighting, that could work out really well. Typically, what you want to do is install a three-point lighting system. So you're going to have what's called those boxes, like you mentioned, those soft boxes. There's Cowboy Studios, which you can look up on Amazon. You can honestly get a three-point lighting system kit for just a couple $100 that could do the job for you, at least at the start. And the way it works is typically you have two lights in front of you. If you are facing the camera, there's two lights on either side of the camera, sort of, 45 degrees from you. And they're pointing sort of kind of above, but toward you a little bit. And then you have something lighting the background behind you. And that's really all you need in terms of what you put in the back. That's up to you. A lot of people like to put some scenery or some sort of bookshelf or something like that just to give it a little bit of character and flavor. Other people like to have just a completely white color or a certain color of a kind that matches their brand, and that could work out really well too. What I would do is definitely research on YouTube and find styles of videos that you like and adopt the ones that you like. Obviously, don't copy, but you can pull from you can get inspiration from different other YouTube channels out there and just see what you like. I mean, there's different kinds of ways to do video marketing, right? I mean, you might not even need a setup at all. You can keep it kind of raw. You could do what Chalene Johnson does, and she just has a ring light connected to her phone. A ring light is one that you snap on, and it really creates this nice LED sort of really bright-looking thing that points to your face. And it records really, really well. And she carries this around with her, and she shoots these live videos from her own home or wherever she's at. And what she does is then takes those live videos, which are done on Facebook typically, and then she puts them on YouTube. And that becomes her sort of marketing strategy on YouTube through video. And then she takes the audio from that and turns them into one of her podcasts. And that works out really well too. So you could repurpose and do it that way as well. But it's a little bit more raw because it's live. And it's okay because live, it's okay to be a little bit, messy. And I think if you can start to gather a following on live, it could work out really well for you too. So that is a form of video marketing other than sort of posting on YouTube, but you can do both. But in terms of setting up a home studio, yeah, those are sort of the quick tips that I have for you. But I would definitely recommend some of the guides that DIYVideoGuide.com has and start from there. So, Eric, thank you so much. I would want to wish you all the best, and I look forward to checking out one of your videos one day. Thank you so much. And always, of course, I want to hook you up with an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for everybody else out there, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show as well, all you have to do is head on over to AskPat.com, and you can ask her right there on that page. And finally, as always, I love to end with a quote, and today's quote is from Voltaire. Originality is nothing but judicious imitation. All right, guys, take care. Thanks so much, and I look forward to serving you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable. And the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.